Welcome to the WP Builds Podcast, bringing you the latest news from the WordPress community. Now, welcome your hosts, David Wormsley and Nathan Wrigley.
Hello there, and welcome once again to the WP Builds Podcast. You have reached episode number 380, entitled Exploring Siren Affiliates with Alex Standiford, Redefining Affiliate Marketing Strategies. It was published on Thursday the 11th of July, 2024. My name's Nathan Wrigley, and in a few short minutes we will get to that interview, but before then, a few bits of housekeeping. The first thing to mention is that if you are interested in following WP Builds, head to wpbuilds.com/subscribe, and over there you'll be able to follow us on your favourite channels. If you do that and you subscribe to our newsletter, we'll send you two emails. Once on a Tuesday when we release the This Week in WordPress. That's a live show we record on Monday and put out on a Tuesday. But also you'll receive an email for this podcast, which comes out every Thursday. No spam at all. The other thing to mention is that if you would like to advertise on the WP Builds podcast, feel free to do that. Head over to wpbuilds.com/advertise and see what options we've got over there for getting you, your product or your service in front of a WordPress specific audience. A bit like these three fine companies did. The WP Builds podcast is brought to you today by GoDaddy Pro. GoDaddy Pro, the home of managed WordPress hosting that includes free domain, SSL and 24/7 support. Bundle that with the Hub by GoDaddy Pro to unlock more free benefits to manage multiple sites in one place, invoice clients, and get 30% off new purchases. Find out more at go.me/WPBuilds. We're also sponsored by Bluehost. Bluehost, redefine your web hosting experience with Bluehost Cloud. Managed WordPress hosting that comes with lightning-fast websites, 100% network uptime, and 24/7 priority support. With Bluehost Cloud, the possibilities are out of this world. Experience it today at bluehost.com/cloud. And by OmniSend. OmniSend, do you sell stuff online? Then meet OmniSend. Yes, that's OmniSend, the email and SMS tool that helps you make 73 bucks from every dollar spent. The one that's so good it's almost boring. Hate the excitement of rollercoaster sales? Prefer a steady line going up? Try OmniSend today at omnisend.com. And sincere heartfelt thanks go out to GoDaddy Pro, Bluehost, and OmniSend for their continuing support of the WP Builds podcast. Okay, what have we got for you this week? Well, it's an episode I recorded with Alex Standiford, who has a new plugin called Siren Affiliates. I'm sure that you know what affiliate systems do, but honestly, if you haven't looked at this, you really should. It allows so much more flexibility. I won't go into the detail of that in this introduction. You can listen to that in the podcast. But truly, if you're used to the normal one option of a cookie that goes into the browser and that's about it, well, this is really different. There are so many different permutations for incentivizing people to create content and help you launch your product, service, whatever it may be, with all of the affiliates that you have. Truly interesting and I think a bit groundbreaking. So have a listen to the podcast today and I hope that you enjoy it. I am joined on the podcast today by Alex Standiford. How are you doing, Alex?
I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, great. We've been having a right old gossip before we pressed record. Yeah. Because Alex and I have had quite a lot of chats before. He's been on the podcast and other podcasts about a variety of different things, including living out of a camper. We call it a camper van. And so we've had a chat about that. But that is not the purpose of the podcast today. The purpose of the podcast today is to bring to your attention a plugin that you may find very interesting. We'll get into that in a little moment, but if you're in any way, shape or form into affiliate things, then keep your ears to this podcast because we're going to revolutionize the way that you may be able to engage with affiliate marketing. First of all, Alex, just give us a bit of background. Tell us your potted bio about WordPress development, jobs that you've done, that kind of thing.
Sure. So I'm Alex. I've been in the WordPress space since 2009. I've worked in doing tutorials online and things like that originally, And I switched over into development from that because my site kind of needed like some membership things and all kinds of different stuff. And ended up becoming a WordPress developer as a result. Since then, I have built literally dozens and dozens of plugins and dozens of WordPress themes for clients and for myself. I've worked on some, worked for a few different companies, including GoDaddy and Sand Hills Development, working on tools like Affiliate WP and Easy Digital Downloads. And right now I spend a lot of time doing work with the managed WooCommerce offerings and things at GoDaddy.
Okay. Honestly, yeah. That's like the perfect bio, actually, when you think about it. You've got experience with e-commerce. You've got experience working with affiliate plugins, you know, wildly successful stuff. Yeah. So, okay, yeah. This is perfect. Perfect launch pad. So, yeah, bravo. The bio was right on message.
Thank you.
So, first of all, dear listener, if you just want to pause the podcast, head here. I don't know if Google will have picked it up just yet, but certainly easy to remember. The product under inspection today is called Siren Affiliate. Not sirens, it's not plural. It's Siren Affiliate. So S-I-R-E-N and then affiliates with an S .com. Head there, have a little browse around, and then come back and unpause the podcast. But by the sounds of it, Alex, you've got an affiliate plugin, and I guess the first question is: don't we have these already in WordPress? What's the point of launching a product into the WordPress space in a market that's already, you know, there's a generous amount of successful plugins that do this already?
Yeah, first thing that I want to do is I want to challenge the notion of what an affiliate program even can be. Whenever I was running my agency, for example, I had partners who would help me sell and bring in sales opportunities. And those were, you know, more traditional affiliates. But I also had a blog content bonus program, for example, where people could actually write content on my site. I would pay them for writing that content. But on top of that, in my offering, I also paid them a bonus based on the amount of traffic that content drove to my site to help incentivize them to help me actually get the result that I want from that content, which I didn't really want the content to be written. What I want is people to come to my site, right?
Right.
So that's kind of like a different spin on affiliate marketing, right? It's not the traditional relationship where you have a link and all this stuff, but it's a partnership of sorts. And the big difference that I wanted to do or whenever I built that, it took a fair bit of customization of existing platforms because it just doesn't support that, right? It, like Affiliate WP, for example, or Slice or any of the other ones, they work with one single affiliate program, and that's what it does. It lets you build a program, it lets you customize their rate and all that stuff, but it's not like you can't just have multiple programs or multiple types of ways to offer people incentivize people to like succeed. So that is kind of the biggest reason why I've built this. And I mean, of course, I've got plenty of experience having worked with these products personally, having extended these personally, having built different, programs myself in multiple ways. So that's kind of the biggest reason. That's the biggest differentiator, I think, is that this can support multiple different programs and it allows you to create them in, interesting and unique ways that help you create a pay for performance, like a full on pay for performance platform on your site from top to bottom in your business.
Okay. Let me just explain my experience with affiliate systems. And because I think it's highly likely that there's a bunch of people listening to this podcast who've never gone anywhere near setting up or utilizing somebody else's affiliate system. But it's essentially the way it works for me. Obviously, I make content. I have to say, I'm not really using affiliate links too much, but you know, they're out there and I've definitely used them in the past, is that I would find a product, let's say it's a WordPress plugin, and I notice that they have an affiliate system. So I sign up for their program, typically wait a couple of days for them to authorize me and do some background due diligence just to check that I'm something to do with WordPress. Get a confirmation email, click on a link, and then go to their platform, set something up, add a PayPal account or something like that. And then I get this one link, and this one link is the link. And if I want in any way to get money out of their affiliate system, I have to use that link over and over and over and over again. And then it's kind of on me to figure out what that means. And, you know, I could create a piece of content, I could smuggle it into an email, you know, and, you know, disguise it. Hopefully there are, you know, anyway, we can get into that. But the point is, I've got that one link and it's bound to a 10, 20, 30% of the sale thing, but that's it. Now, some of the affiliate programs allow the vendor to say, okay, we've got this one link for, I don't know, Christmas. We've got another link, which you might use at Black Friday. And here's a link for just generally speaking. But usually it's just the same thing. You know, it's just, you know, it just ends up at a different landing page, but the percentage doesn't change and all of that. So it is a fairly, given the amount of data that's out there and the, you know, the way that you can adapt products and make things dynamic, it does feel like the whole affiliate thing is in need of a bit of a shake-up. So tell me if I've got your proposition right. You're hoping to make it easier for people like me to create content, and it's more of a partnership, because you are going to say, if you're successful at your affiliate content, then we will, well, presumably, we might alter the amount that you get. So it goes from 10 to maybe 15 or 20 or something like that. So that's encouraging me to put more of an effort in, because not only am I going to hopefully get more clicks, but the more clicks I get, the more value each one of the subsequent clicks get. Have I got that broadly right, or have I missed the target entirely?
I think you're on the right track. I think the key difference is the software itself is, for me, it's all about creating multiple opportunities to create different relationships with people that breaks the mold of how it traditionally works, right? So, another example, maybe you have a course creator. Maybe you wanted to create like a Udemy clone or something like that, like your own WordPress-based multi-course creator platform, like LinkedIn Learning or something like that, right? But it's like specifically for a niche or whatever. You could set it up to where people create courses and they publish those courses on your site, right? And they use your platform to be able to actually like get the leverage and get the traffic. And maybe you set up the entire program so that they can get their own cut of, you know, all the sales. And then maybe on top of that, they get a percentage, like a performance weighed percentage of the, like a fixed amount of money every month based on how many minutes people spent watching their courses or something like that. So like,
maybe you have like a,
you know what I mean? Yeah. So like, so it's not just an affiliate program. Like an affiliate program is like the smallest, like one of any number of different ways that you can work with people in your, with your website. So like maybe you have, like you were saying, a traditional affiliate program, maybe you have a super affiliate program, maybe where the rates are a little bit higher and the way you work with those people is a little bit tighter. So maybe instead of it just being like there's 1,000 people on this list and, you know, they all have one link, maybe it's like 50 people who, you know, are like top influencers in your space or whatever, and you're like in the thick of it with them, right? You're like, I've tested this, I've got this thing seeded, I've got it built, I've proven that it works. Here's the exact steps that I used to do that. Now, can you, you know, amplify this message and try it again with your lists, and, you know, you make a cut from that. So like, there's just all kinds of different partnerships that exist naturally in how we all work together. And we've just all kind of assumed it's either one of two things, either you're an affiliate doing sales or you're a paid contractor being paid to do a task. And I'm kind of challenging the notion that those two things can kind of blend a little bit more. So, another example, maybe of something that I plan on doing for Siren is a bug bounty program. So basically, I will have publicly announced bugs that aren't like, you know, major security flaws or something like that. And I'll say, hey, if you are interested in like participating in this, these are the bugs. I'll have like some kind of difficulty set to them based on like the context or whatever. And if you fix that bug, I'll pay you an amount equal to whatever that bounty is. So like, it's not like it's closer to a traditional setup, but it's still performance based, right? It's based on you did this thing, so I'm going to pay you that thing, right? I don't care how long it took you. I don't care what it is, but it's a program that's built around that. So like my goal for with Siren even is going to be to like allow businesses to kind of lean into that gig economy a little bit more and make it a little more nuanced.
Right.
And thoughtful. I mean, if you think about like companies like Uber, I mean, that's kind of a bigger example really, but it may be a little bit infamous in a lot of ways too. But you know, that's a performance based model, right? So you have a person who has a car and they're responsible for getting people from one spot to another. And every time they do that, they get paid. So it's performance based. So like, there's just so many different ways that those can be built, and Siren is built to be able to allow you to create those in any number of creative ways. So I say it's an affiliate program just to get people in the door so they understand what it is. You know what I mean? Because like that's a language that people understand, but it's really a performance. It's a performance platform. It's a performance incentive platform.
Yeah. So on the website, again, sirenaffiliates.com, it says the ultimate pay for performance platform for WordPress, and it says an affiliate plugin on steroids. So it sounds like if you just into the traditional way of here's a link, if somebody pays, somebody buys, you'll get that percentage. You do that, but then it sounds like there's this layer of stuff on top where you get to be all creative. And one of the examples that you used there was watched minutes of content, let's say in a course or something like that. That immediately struck me as completely revolutionary. I have never heard of that capacity for some sort of timer to go on. And, you know, if you've driven somebody who is obviously highly engaged, that's worth more to me. So dear affiliate, it's worth more to you. So if you can drive traffic and so I've got that as a notion that you can do something quirky like measure minutes, but what are the other, give us some interesting other things that you can do above and beyond a normal affiliate network.
Sure. So I talked a little bit about the course profit share, the blog content bonus. Another one could be something like a customer satisfaction program. So maybe you have a support program or something. Like you have people who do the support for your company, right? And maybe you have like, maybe you're paying them like a base pay or something like that to basically just, you know, work, and like they have a salary or whatever. But on top of that, maybe you have a way to automatically, whenever a new ticket comes in, that's an opportunity, right? You can see that as an opportunity for them to perform. Because at the end of the day, what you want from a person who's doing support, it's not just making sure customer satisfaction is top notch. Of course, that's a thing, and of course, that's a part of it. But another thing is there's a lot of sales opportunities that actually happens inside of support, right? So give them a point, and the whole system can work based on points. So whenever you're building a platform, you can say this, whenever you do this thing, it's worth a point. Whenever you do that thing, it's worth 5 points. And then like, whenever the conversion happens, whether that's on a time, like a schedule, maybe once a month, we tally up your points and figure out what it's worth. Maybe we tally up your points whenever the person checks out of a cart or whatever, but everything's point driven based on your actions while that customer is in their process. So maybe you could say, okay, every time somebody gives you a 5-star review on like their feedback, or is it really good feedback or positive feedback, maybe we give you a little bit of incentive, or maybe we just give you incentive every time you get feedback from them, period, because all we want is feedback. We don't even care like if it's good or bad. We just want to know how we're doing. You know, that's a measurable, important thing to companies. So incentivize that, right? Maybe you pay them a bonus. Maybe it's a completely separate program on top of that anytime a salesperson converts or like sends a person over to a related product page or something like that, based on their support ticket, if that person converts, maybe they get credit and they get a little bit of a bonus from that or something like that. But that could be a complete, and it's in that manner, it's similar to an affiliate program, but it's still going to be a separate program because it's only reserved for the actual people who are on your support team. And that entire incentive structure can be different, right? It could be a fixed price. It could be a smaller percentage. It could be whatever it wants it to be. So you have plenty of options there, and like you can just kind of create two or three or four multiple different programs that kind of create like this whole big picture on how a person is incentivized within your company.
So the notion that I've got with an affiliate system that currently exists, the ones that I've used in the past, is the so you use an affiliate link, you drive traffic, but that link has had no consequence typically until somebody clicks the buy now button, right? So the whole point of that affiliate link, if you're into it on a, you know, if you're really, really into it and that's your way of making a living, is to get as many people to click the link. But then really there's no point in that click unless they then at some point, and cookies could come into play, but unless they click buy now. And at that buy now point, some money heads in your direction and gets put into your account. It sounds like what you're building is more of a like a point system where the conversion doesn't have to be the buy now button. The conversion could be visited a page. It could be, oh, I don't know, spent time on a page. It could be minutes watched on a video. Again, just to be clear, have I got that right?
Yeah, everything is a series of events. So you can say, whenever this thing happens, award credit related to this opportunity, right? And that opportunity just continues to build points until a very specific event, another specific event happens that turns that opportunity into a conversion. That could be a purchase, like you said. That's the most common one. So that the common path there is affiliate link gets clicked. That's a point. Then that person who clicked on that link now makes a purchase. That's that event then tallies up the points from that affiliate or multiple affiliates, which I can get into that in a second, and tallies up how much money they get paid based on that. And then it turns it into an obligation that, you know, it's paid out as a reward. So then another example could be, so like I was saying earlier with a blog content bonus program, right? So maybe every time somebody visits the page, that's a point, right? That's credit. They get credit for that. Maybe every time somebody comments on their post, that's worth 5 points. And then once a month, the conversion event happens on a schedule. Once every month, we always do this conversion. And what that'll do is it'll tally up all of your points and all the points of all the writers on the blog. And it'll say, okay, we have a budget of like $1,000 a month that we're paying out in bonuses. Based on how many points you get, that determines what percentage of that 1,000 you get, right? And then it creates the obligations based on that, and it just builds them all out.
So this then can be like a full-on point system or like a leaderboard. What you've just described sounds to me like some sort of leaderboard where the metric doesn't have to be a cash reward. It could be like a leadership reward, which then, you know, at some point in the future, you could turn into cash. You can say, I don't know, person that comes first gets $1,000 or 10% of the slice, and the next person gets 8% of the slice and so on. Yeah. So it's much more granular. You can do it in any which way you like. But behind it all is sitting this mechanism of, well, points. Is that fair? Is points or something equivalent to points, is that always in play in whatever actions you set up?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Everything is bound to a point value. Even if it's just literally like a one, where it's always 1 point whenever an affiliate, like, if you have a basic affiliate program, for example, you're not going to use points, right? You're going to say the last affiliate who clicked on this link gets 1 point. And if they have that point, they get a payout based on however much money the program says their rate is. What's interesting about that, because, and the reason why I did that obviously is because it gives you all of this extra flexibility, but like, even with an affiliate program, for example, one of the annoying things that's always annoyed me is this notion of the last affiliate always wins or the first affiliate always wins. Yeah, I knew this would get you. Oh. I knew.
Yeah. This can be heartbreaking.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. It's a little less annoying whenever the product is an easy conversion, right? So it's something that's like a low cost, you know, almost like an impulse buy or something like that. Yeah, that makes sense, because there's probably only ever going to be one person who's directing that traffic. But what happens if you're in a case where it's a bigger commitment, right? Where it's like, a WordPress plugin is a pretty good example, ironically enough, where it's like, I'm committing to paying for this software once a year. And not only am I committing to using that software, but I'm committing to depending on that software pretty much potentially years to come, right? You're basically creating, it's a real commitment. That probably requires a few touch points, right? It's not going to just happen that first time. So why is it that an affiliate program like that would pay only the last person who drove that traffic, right? Because there's several touch points in that conversation. For me, usually whenever I make a purchase like that, it comes from several different recommendations from multiple people. So why not pay all those people, right? Why not give all them credit? You could set up something where in Siren, because of this score-based system, affiliate A drives traffic to the site. Okay, they get a point. Affiliate B drives traffic to that site with their affiliate link. It's the same product or whatever. They get a point. And then whenever that sale converts, you could divide that number, divide the value of that payout among all of them. You could divide that. You could say the first person who did it gets all the money. The last person who did it gets all the money. Maybe you set it up to where it's weighted based on the recency of the affiliate. Maybe the first affiliate gets half of it. Second one gets a fourth. Maybe the third one gets an eighth, and it just keeps on cutting in half until it's like, you know, some number that is not inconsequential or whatever.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
So many different ways.
Yeah, because the whole affiliate system at the moment is bound to that moment where the buy now button happens. There's no system of points accruing in the background. I mean, you can have, you know, the first click or the last click. Either way, you're going to annoy somebody. And a good example here is if you've got a really powerful influencer who is the first person to produce a piece of content, and you've got a first click, but all they do is lodge a cookie on the website for 60 days, but they're not the people who made the persuasive content that actually pushed people over the line to buy it. Well, the one who got in first gets all of it. And everybody's talked about the injustice. Well, everybody in the affiliate space has talked about the injustice of this. And it can genuinely feel a little bit unjust, because you may have created a superior piece of content which was clearly explaining the product better. You could even track that they'd done loads more for your business, but ultimately the system is set up that way. So this whole point system is fabulous. And I really like the sort of profit share, I guess I'm just going to describe it that way, of, well, we've got 15 people, all with 6 points. They're going to get the same thing, even though none of them were the people that we know ultimately led to the click. That's brilliant.
Yeah, I love it. And what's cool about it to me is, and you kind of touched on it a little bit, it kind of flips the relationship between affiliates a little bit. So like right now, you look at other affiliates as competitors, as opponents, as people who are potentially going to be taking money away from you. You don't want that, you know what I mean? So this flips that. It makes it so that those affiliates could potentially work together. Maybe you have one who is focused on driving traffic, right? Driving large quantities of traffic to the site. And then another one is focused more on converting those people. So like the content they write and just kind of naturally works together. And they don't even necessarily have to like directly collaborate with each other, right? Like there's just natural synergies that would just develop in your program as a result of that, where some people are really good at driving traffic and some people are really good at getting the conversions done. And maybe those are even like, with a weighted program, you could naturally make it so that the last person to convert maybe gets a different cut than the other people in the program based on, like, you know what I mean? The effort.
Yeah.
So like it allows you to like create this program that's fair and motivates everybody at every step in the sales process. It's not just that one specific moment.
It feels like from the affiliate, the people making the content side of things, it's far less adversarial. You know, and the time pressure won't be quite so much as it would have been with a first click cookie. It just means that you're not necessarily competing quite so hard against each other. And honestly, I don't really have any experience with the competition in the affiliate space, but I'm sure that it must get quite competitive. You know, let's say, for example, Apple launch a new product. You know, it really is a case of get the video out in the next 9 seconds so that we can be the first people who've surfaced any of this content. Now it can be more, well, it's okay. If I wait a day and produce a longer piece of content that's not rushed, then I've still got a chance. You know, it's not all about that exact moment. So that whole landscape of affiliates becomes far less adversarial. And from that, it feels like you probably could get a slightly different relationship going with them as a product owner, because you don't have all this rivalry going on under, you know, backbiting and trying to figure things out as quickly as possible and get the content out as quickly as possible. You know that if you wait a week, it doesn't make any difference. So long as you accrue some clicks, that's going to work in your favor. That's really nice.
Yeah, the partnerships would just kind of naturally be able to develop within your own company. Like that's, I think that's cool. I think because you as the owner, you win there, right? Like by empowering your affiliates and giving them a platform that allows them to work together instead of against each other, you're giving them the opportunity to be able to not only make more money and focus on the part of the sales system that works really well for them. You're also ensuring that you're able to like help them optimize that. And like you can have the individual conversations with them and build a much more nuanced program based on your own knowledge on your own sales cycle.
Yeah.
Right. So like, because you should, obviously you're going to know that it's not just a set it and forget it. You're going to understand your product. And you're going to know like the timelines and things like that. Current affiliate programs, they solve this like complicated big commitment thing with like really long cookies. So like, okay, you've got like 90 days to get this person to be convinced that they want to buy your specific product or something like that. And I don't think it makes a lot of sense to force that. I mean, that's an option, of course, and sometimes it makes sense, but There's so many different ways you can approach this.
We're recording this at the end of the first quarter, towards the end of the first quarter of 2024. And at the moment, the website is full of buttons with join waitlists. So obviously it's telling me that this is a brand new product. You know, how aggressive are you going to be with kind of shipping this? What roughly do you think is the time when this is going to be available to purchase and experiment with? You've got a kind of interesting double-fronted marketplace here as well, because you've got affiliates to sell to and you've got them presumably selling their stuff to their affiliates. So it'd be kind of interesting. When are you hoping to launch?
I would really like to have this thing launched before summer.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's my goal. I'm shooting for that. I am doing a pre-launch. I'm starting to send content and information specifically about this platform directly through that email list, which is why you'd want to join that waitlist, of course. And when the time comes, I'm plan on giving some pretty special offers that are going to be like one-time only deals, specifically for, you know, Siren. And it's going to be like, you know, something that's just, I'm literally never going to offer this again, right? It's like, this is it. This is a very, you only launch, you know, your product from never existing to existing one time. If you're on this wait list and you're interested in this, get on that list, because whenever it does launch and it is time, you're going to get an offer on this that you'll never otherwise see.
It's going to be really interesting seeing you affiliate market your own, you know, eating your own affiliate dog food, basically.
You're going to absolutely
use your own product to encourage influencers in the WordPress space. Do you know what? We haven't talked about WordPress at all. And this is like the major piece. This is a plugin, right? This is all built inside
this is
WordPress.
A WordPress plugin.
Okay.
Yep.
Tell us about that a little bit. I'm guessing it's a plugin. Do you have sort of ambitions to add in other things? Does it work with, you know, the traditional payment gateways, with things like WooCommerce and things like that? Just give us a little bit of the background of the WordPress bit.
So at launch, I am going to focus on WooCommerce. I'm making it compatible with Woo. It's going to work with it natively. And then I'm also working with other integrations, some partners, some LMS platforms and things like that, that will make it so that you can build different programs that are specific to their platforms and things like that. So that's going to be coming a little bit later this year. Right now, it's all about Woo. I just got to get Woo to work.
Yeah. So I've said that sentence so many times.
Yeah.
I've just got to get Woo to work.
I just got to get Woo to work. Gosh. So that's kind of the first focus. Yes, it is a WordPress plugin. It's basically, you just, you know, you install it just like any other plugin. It creates a whole separate, interface. It doesn't actually use the WordPress dashboard. It ends up creating a separate one.
Okay.
That's very much by design, because I wanted to be sure that this system can decouple from WordPress if I ever want it to.
Right.
And what I mean by that is like I want to be able to build an app for this, a mobile app, for example, so that you can actually like manage your program. the WordPress interface isn't good at that right now. So I had to create a separate interface so that whenever somebody wants to like, so in the future, if I want to create a web app for this or a mobile app for this, I've already built it in a way that I can do that easily, which is not an easy problem to solve whenever you're trying to make it extendable. But I've got it pretty well figured out now. So
WooCommerce at the beginning for handling payments, I'm guessing, but also does it integrate with WooCommerce in terms of, you know, the capacity to, sell things with WooCommerce with affiliate links. So if I've got a WooCommerce store, I'll be able to offer my affiliates the ability to sell the products in that WooCommerce store. So there's sort of two options in there. And also, I hadn't even thought of this. You talked about LMSs, so a learning management system. And prior to, you know, like 20 minutes ago or so, you were talking about how you could measure the amount of minutes watched. It hadn't occurred to me that this is going to be really interesting inside the WordPress ecosystem of plugins, because there's just so many things around curating content and presenting content in different ways. So an LMS, CRMs, there's loads of those. There's, you know, obviously plugins which do all sorts. And maybe part of your roadmap in the future is to extend out so that Siren, and I guess it's called Siren, not Siren Affiliates always. Siren is going to, the intention would be to link up with some of the more popular plugins that it can link with, right?
Yeah, that's basically all I'm going to be doing this year.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
it's integrating, like, you know, I've been talking with, I've been in the space for a while, so I know a lot of the people who run those products and things like that. So I've been talking with several of them and just kind of creating those relationships and, you know, tell them, hey, I'm working on this thing. And I've actually gotten some really good candid feedback from some of them and some ideas on, you know, what they're missing from affiliate programs right now and what their customers are complaining about. And I'm kind of helping them build, I'm working with them to build these integrations. So it's not just, you know, the shotgun approach of I'm just going to put as many logos on my site as I can. It's very intentional.
Yeah,
it's very nuanced. Yeah, right. And it's intentional, it's nuanced, and I'm going to be treating every integration that I create with some thoughtfulness. One of the things that's always kind of I've observed about other affiliate plugins is certain integrations get all the attention, such as WooCommerce. And as a result, it ends up that the other integrations tend to not work very well, or they, you know, they're limited in some manner. So I've been very methodical and intentional on all of that. And of course, I have all that context from having worked on these, you know, for a while, and I have a pretty good grasp on like what a good integration looks like. So, that's pretty much all I'm going to be. That's like the majority of my development right now is just getting once the software is like built is going to be just getting those integrations.
It sounds really like it's good. Kind of WordPress all the way down as well, which is kind of nice. You know, you've got something built inside of WordPress for the WordPress community. Now, just on that point, if you sign up to the waitlist, obviously you've been working on this not in the dark because you've obviously reached out to other plugin developers and what have you, but it's been Alex doing the work, trying to figure out what this product means. How open are you from the day that you launched the product and get it out into the community? How open are you going to be to derailing your own roadmap should the community say, wait, we'd like it to do this. Hang on, Alex. You had an intuition, but we're telling you the different thing. In other words, it's always fun if you get in early on a product's journey because you have that capacity to influence it a bit. Do you have the roadmap like nailed down, or are you going to be intentionally open to people derailing you?
That's a lot of the reason why I built this waitlist right now is because I'm trying to start to seed those conversations and create those. Because I know what I'm going to build, right? I know the things I'm going to build. What I don't know is what order they're going to be built in.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah. So,
and that is where the feedback from my email list would come in and things like that. So the people who I'm really going to be taking that advice from is going to be that list first.
Okay.
I'll be listening. I'll be like publishing and talking and asking questions on it. As you know, my website, has plenty of places for me to be able to ask questions, my personal site.
Yeah.
So I'll be utilizing that a lot. But But the primary source of the feedback is going to come from that. And that's definitely going to have an impact on, you know, when I build or what type of solution.
And dear listener, I think it's fair to say that Alex is a thoroughly nice chap. So, you know, that counts for something in my book. So I'm going to be looking at this. I'm going to dive in with both feet as soon as it's ready for inspection. It's just occurred to me, we haven't covered out on this whole one thing, which is how does the UI work? Okay, so the most impossible thing in the world is try to describe a UI in an audio yep. podcast. But do you build these actions in a similar manner to that you would do, say, for example, in Zapier, where you sort of drag blocks in and, you know, if somebody does this, then it leads to this, and you link things with arrows. Just quickly describe how that works. Obviously, you know, the most broad description possible. You know, I'm not trying to get you to describe what every box does in detail.
So it has a series of, I've kind of broken it down into three, program itself into three key components. One, how's the money divided, or how is the reward divided? It doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
It could be whatever you want. How's the reward divided? The other one is, what are the things that earn points and how many points do they earn? Like, what events happen on your site that reward a person with points? And then the third thing is, what event triggers the point calculation and reward itself, the actual reward.
Yep.
So it's broken into those three things from an interface perspective. And I've set it up so that all three of those are things that can be extended by third-party developers, myself included. Actually, I'm literally, from the day one, I've been building it so that I'm treating myself as a third party for everything I build. So like, that way, whenever other people integrate with it, I'm like, oh yeah, I've already done this. Like, I'm not giving myself like special access. I'm trying to build it in a way that allows, anyway. So these three different pieces can be built by any developer that, you know, wants to. But it will also include, with any of the integrations, they will be able to customize all of those in different ways. So maybe you install and activate, again, an LMS plugin, and all of a sudden, all these different events related to courses are added. So if somebody completes a course, give a point. Somebody does this, give a point. Maybe the payout happens whenever a person finishes a course, or maybe a payout happens whenever they buy the course, or things like that. So like, plugins will extend what your options are in those three different ways.
I can only imagine how complicated this has been to build.
My gosh,
just the description of it is hard enough to imagine, but the reality of building it must be difficult. Can you layer these things? So for example, can you say, I don't know, if they visit a page and they stay for 30 seconds and then they subsequently do this other thing, can you layer things on top, or is it just a case of, okay, there's just one thing, we deal with that one thing and then we move on?
You could. Okay. Yeah. It would every single solitary event like that has an opportunity to set its own metadata that's specific to it. So you can say, so maybe one event is like only a point based and it's a one-time thing, but maybe you create another event and the programmer would have to like write this in, but, and it says, you know, after X, like they could build the interface out to do that. Right. There's really no limit on like what they can do, as long as they fall within those three things and the developer has the information that they need to be able to execute that, they can add it.
So a couple of questions. Firstly, the developer one, will end users who don't have any coding skills, will they be able to implement Siren in some way, or is it always going to require a developer, or were you just meaning if you want to extend it, you'll probably need a developer?
I mean, if you wanted to extend it, you need a developer. Okay. You will, like, if you want to extend it in a way that it doesn't already allow you to do, right? So like, you won't need a developer to be able to do these things.
Yep.
You can build any of the programs that I've talked about to this point, will be things that you are capable of doing.
Right. Drag kind of thing interface. Yeah. Nice. Okay. 100%. And the other one is, in WordPress, we're very concerned about GDPR because we want to know where that data is going. Mm-hmm. And you did say earlier something akin to, you know, maybe in the future, you'll want this to be some sort of SaaS app or I think you said mobile app. And it made me think, where is that data? Is all this data being held in the WordPress database? And well, that's it, really. Just that question.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all in the WordPress database.
Okay.
Exactly.
Nice.
And it was, you know, and it basically could be the anonymity of data has been something I've been watching. Obviously, I've been, you know, paying attention to GDPR for a while now. There's in the affiliate kind of thing, there's definitely some like things you got to be careful with tracking, but I'm setting it up so that you can still use the plugin even if that tracking doesn't necessarily work.
Oh.
There's ways kind of around it that, like, you know, it doesn't have to necessarily rely on a cookie, for example, or it doesn't necessarily have to rely on an IP address. And like, there's different ways you can, you know,
yeah, it's a really, really interesting topic at the moment, isn't it? Because we seem to, we seem to be, Apple seems to be leading the vanguard of making the cookies kind of go away a little bit in some scenarios. Yeah. So yeah, I guess that makes the job of this a little bit more interesting. Anyway, we won't get into that because I think I've probably used up enough of your time. Oh, no, it sounds like you want to go into it. That's fine by me.
Oh, no. I was just going to say it's just a challenging thing that you just have to kind of be, you know, thoughtful on. And the thing is with Siren, though, that I like is with GDPR and things like that happening, you know, it kind of does, it has the potential to threaten how an affiliate program can work. Because if for some reason like you were saying about the cookies, like if something happens in that law where an affiliate cookie, tracking cookie or something like that is just absolutely never going to happen, and affiliates start suddenly seeing a drop in sales because the browsers have these aggressive, you know, filtration things that stop tracking things from being added and all that stuff, like, it's going to have an impact on those programs and make them less effective. So to me, Siren, that's a lot of the reason why I've made it so that it has, like, that's some of the benefit of having multiple different program types, because some of those program types don't really care about the user's interaction,
right,
or the user's data. That doesn't matter,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like reading a blog post, it doesn't matter. I don't care who you are necessarily, just that you read it, right? And that maybe, and just commented on a post and all kinds of things. So there's like, just different programs don't necessarily require that kind of level of tracking.
I guess also the fact that you're honing in on WordPress, and WordPress may be the not only the destination, but the source. So, you know, typically if you sign up for an affiliate platform that's outside of the WordPress space, which is the majority of them, then it's this third-party tool. And, you know, the cookie could easily be stripped out. But in this case, because you're the origin of the cookie as well as the destination, I'm guessing that can be quite helpful. So the fact that it's using WordPress and it can be built into LMSs and CRMs and all of those things which are inside of WordPress is kind of beneficial, because you're completing the loop on yourself, not going via a third party platform.
Right.
Okay.
There's different ways to track within, since you have, like you just said, you know the request on both ends of that, and you can trust it in a different way.
So yeah.
Honestly,
this is going to be really interesting to chart. Like I said, I think we've probably gone through all of the different bits and pieces that we're going to go through today. But one more time, the URL minus an affiliate link is sirenaffiliates.com. You never know, by the time I put this out, I may well embedded one in there. Well, we'll wait and see. But sirenaffiliates.com. Go and check it out. Join the waitlist if that's still the case. If not, go and explore the website and see what Alex has put together. If somebody's listened to this, Alex, and they're kind of curious, and I bet there'll be loads of people that are curious, where do we find you? What's the best place to reach out to you?
Well, you can find me on pretty much all of the short form social places. I prefer Mastodon. I'm on Twitter again, too, or X, or whatever the doobies call it. And of course, you can find me on my blog or my personal site, alexsandiford.com. Where I've got plenty of different places where you can contact me.
Okay.
And you know, I'm everywhere.
it
shouldn't be too difficult to find me. If there's a Slack community or something like that, I'm probably in it.
You're going to need to be.
Just message me
very soon.
Yeah.
Everywhere. You're going
right.
to be, you're going to be doing the red eye, a version of life for a little while, I think, keeping the support tickets, and all of that. But thank you. What an interesting product. Thanks for reaching out and getting yourself on the podcast. Really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Looks great. SirenAffiliates.com. One more time. Go check it out. And thank you, Alex, for joining us today.
Again, pleasure's all mine. Thank you.
Okay, that's all we've got for you this week. I hope that you enjoyed that. If you've got any questions, queries, whatever it may be, head to wpbuilds.com, search for episode number 380, and leave us a comment there. It's WordPress. We've got a great commenting system. Make use of it. We'd love to know your thoughts. The WP Builds podcast is brought to you today by GoDaddy Pro. GoDaddy Pro, the home of managed WordPress hosting that includes free domain, SSL, and 24/7 support. Bundle that with the Hub by GoDaddy Pro to unlock more free benefits to manage multiple sites in one place, invoice clients, and get 30% off new purchases. Find out more at go.me/WPBuilds. We're also sponsored by Bluehost. Bluehost, redefine your web hosting experience with Bluehost Cloud, managed WordPress hosting that comes with lightning-fast websites, 100% network uptime, and 24/7 priority support. With Bluehost Cloud, the possibilities are out of this world. Experience it today at bluehost.com/cloud. And by OmniSend. OmniSend, do you sell stuff online? Then meet OmniSend. Yes, that's OmniSend, the email and SMS tool that helps you make 73 bucks from every dollar spent. The one that's so good it's almost boring. Hate the excitement of rollercoaster sales? Prefer a steady line going up? Try OmniSend today at omnisend.com. And sincere, heartfelt thanks go out to GoDaddy Pro, Bluehost, and OmniSend for their continuing support of the WP Builds podcast. Okay, that truly is it. I'm going to just say I hope that you have a good week. Stay safe. I'm going to fade in some cheesy music and say bye for now.